For more than 20 years, graffiti artists were free to use a drab warehouse in Queens to practice the art of spray paint murals. Known as Five Points, the Long Island City building became an international graffiti landmark. Early this morning, the building's owner, Jerry Wolkoff, ordered the warehouse to be whitewashed. WNYC Stephen Nesson stopped by and found artists and fans mourning the loss.
A small crowd gathers across the street from the five-story warehouse. Curators of the Five Points Aerosol Art Center stare blankly at their once colorful canvas. This drab corner of Long Island City, Queens, attracted tourists and international artists. But now it's like any other warehouse on this block, except for the newly painted white walls. Pacing in the shadows of the elevated train, the founder of Five Points, Jonathan Cohen, searches for the right words.
I just want to say what happened last night was disgusting.
Shaking his head, the MC in residence at Five Points, the rapper known as Dreddy Krueger, just wishes they'd been given notice before painting over the art.
It's murder overnight. It's backhanded, it's underhanded.
The owner of the building, Jerry Wolkoff, has allowed artists to paint the exterior of the building for over two decades. Wolkoff has been planning to tear down the warehouses for several years now, and while the artists have attempted to block his plan, a Brooklyn judge ruled they have no grounds. It's Jerry Wolkoff's building. He can do what he wants.
My building that I have now outlived its usefulness. It's time. It's an old building. It's just a warehouse, and it's empty.
Wolkoff says he loves the art and the artists, and that he whitewashed the walls at 2 a.m., to avoid any confrontations.
I had tears in my eyes when I painted this morning, when I had the men painting this morning. I think it's best for all of us that it's over with, and I'm going to bring them back into the new building where they'll be painting on the outside to express themselves.
That's stark comfort for another Five Points artist, Justin Perez, better known by his graffiti name, Mars. He stopped by the site and tried to find one of his pieces through the white paint, but he gave up. Perez says the worst thing is, this was one of the rare legal places for spray paint art to be practiced.
This is what separates graffiti from vandalism, where you don't have to be worrying about people running around the streets in New York and destroying your place. They have a safe haven so they could come here and actually perform their art.
But it was only safe until Wolkoff got permits to put up two apartment towers there. He says there will be a 60-foot wall for artists to paint. Meanwhile, the artists at Five Points vowed to continue to fight the demolition in court. Wolkoff hopes to begin taking down the building early next year. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.